Okay, sorry about that. We apparently accidentally hung up. But now we're back. No, all we were doing was changing seats, which is how I managed to hang up. All right, so moving ahead, we're going to talk about the next steps on the annual appeal mailing plan. So I'll finalize the letter and let you know, Tina.
Yep.
Okay. And then you're going to work with the mailing house. How are we doing with the list? Is there any?
So I had an interesting conversation with Quality Mailing because I called back to ask about that extra money. What that extra money did was actually take that list and take out all the doubles. Mm-hmm. So we have an active list.
We do have.
We can use last year's list because she actually emailed it to me and I'm trying to figure out how to get it on this email so I can share it with you. It also comes with all the duplicates removed and she's color coded with so green and red.
They called processing.
That's what they call processing. So they fixed it.
Hmm. I thought we had that list from last year. No, we never had it.
She has it.
It did come back. So it must have been lost somewhere.
So we still have to use Quality Mailing.
Quality Mailing is who everybody is using in this area and their prices. I mean, this year, because they've already done that work, is only $365. So it's much less than what it was last year because that's when they did that work.
So they have it.
It's right here.
Yes. Oh, you have it too.
She has it on file. Yeah. So the only question is, do we want to go with Doolittle or Budget? Budget was less expensive. They work with both. They work more with Doolittle than Budget, but no complaints on either side.
I don't have a preference.
Budget was $687 and Doolittle was
$913. I'm better with Budget.
And that's for the insert, the envelope, and the letter?
It was for all of the above.
Oh, cool.
Because I just read off the list of what you had given to Doolittle last year.
So we just need to approve that spending. What is the board's preference on mailing house? Quality or
budget.
Doolittle?
Budget? Yeah, no, it's just printing. Sorry. It's Doolittle or Budget for printing.
I used the wrong word.
And both of them use Quality Mail House.
Got it. I just used the wrong word. Okay, Budget or Doolittle, everybody? Have an opinion.
Budget. It's cheaper.
The cheaper one.
Great. Dana?
Sure.
Awesome. Okay, so we're going to use Budget and Quality Mail.
Okay.
So then we need to approve spending.
I'll make a motion to approve mail and budget.
What's budget? The rest of budget's name?
Budget printing. I just wrote down budget, but I can get that too.
That's fine.
And it would be approved on the fundraising appeal budget line.
All right, so the motion is would be, what's the total spend here? So Dana can make her motion.
$1,051.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so that's including the quality
that's and
it has yes. Clearinghouse has done. So something like not to exceed, you know, $1,250 or something.
Okay. That includes postage.
That's what they gave me.
Wow.
And I called them back today to double check.
Because it goes third class, right? So they're saving a lot on postage that way.
See, did we figure out with the new list that you got from the previous place, 2,000 names? What was it?
So it is, I wrote it down, 1,000, which page? It was very close to what we came up with.
Okay. So it wasn't the 3,000 though?
No.
Worried about.
Okay. I think that's the list that
they condensed.
It's nice to have that confirmation.
Yeah, and I really wasn't looking forward to buying.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. I know.
Yeah.
Great.
So that's what that extra money was for last year.
Mm-hmm. And I confirmed that in our census, adult population of Heartland's about 2,600 people. Just adults. So if the mailing list comes down to 2,000, that sounds about right.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, and she just advised like every couple of years, just doing that update. Okay, from the list.
From the grand list, because we'll just miss like maybe a couple more people or something.
Yeah.
Okay, so the motion on the floor, Dana, then.
Yeah, to approve spending no more than $1,250 to put together the end of year letter.
Who would like to, I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. We are some agreeable.
So when do you want that to be mailed? Like what?
The letter is dated November 15th.
We just dated the letter November 15th.
Around then.
Yeah, or after.
Yeah, and so that would land it in people's, at the beginning of December, which is kind of what we wanted.
Perfect.
Right?
After Thanksgiving, but early on.
Yeah, Thanksgiving's so late. It's the 28th.
Oh, wow, yeah, it is late.
Yeah, early December would be perfect.
Early December or mid-December?
No.
Early December to hit the mailbox.
So then you want to, I guess we could, we're ready to send it, so we can just tell when, when we want it to go out, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm just like looking for. Please send it on this day.
Yeah.
So on the 12th?
On the 12th.
Closed, library is closed that day?
Well, no.
No, December. You're December, you're on November.
We want it to come in first of no, wait, I'm sorry, what date are we talking about? We're talking about the date we're telling Quality Mail that we want to arrive.
Arrive.
What if it went out?
December 1.
December 1.
So then, Tina, then I guess your task would just be like, okay, if we wanted to be kind of landing on December 1st, when should we mail it? When should I send it?
It's a Sunday.
Quality, budget.
Second. I think the sooner I get it there, and then I'll just say, I want it in the mailbox on this day.
Can you go back to just November for a second?
So December 1st is a Sunday.
Yeah.
So let's have it land on the 29th.
Yeah, I agree, because that's a weekend people are home, or also traveling, and then look at all the mail we get back.
November 29th.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think there's any, is there any post on the 29th?
Postmarked on the 25th or something.
Week 4?
Oh, that's a.
What? Thanksgiving is the 28th.
Okay.
It's crazy late.
Okay, it's perfect, lovely, love it. Anything else about the annual appeal mailing plan that we need to talk about right now, you guys?
I don't need to capture the date in the minutes, sure. We already passed the motion on the unanimous.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's related to the annual appeal and the task I've been doing, but I don't know if it's related to this plan that we just worked out. But I have something to say and update.
Well, yes, this is all, yeah, the mailing plan includes your components.
Good, okay. I don't know if you saw, I shared the document with you, Tina, and I think you might have seen it. The list that I got from Tracy recently of just previous donations. So when I share it to you, it says the board member who was there 3 years ago, so that your name isn't on my Google, but it's to that address.
Okay.
But, and there was a long note attached to that share that explained everything, and then I meant to copy paste it and actually email you the note too. And then I lost it in the transfer, but hopefully your BOT address got that share from a Google Doc share.
It's a donations list fundraiser appeal 2023?
Probably, I mean, it would say, it only has 102.3 lines, and it has the numbers of people, yeah, that's it. So in your inbox, I gave an explanation of what I was doing with that.
You want to cross-reference that and make sure they're in the mail, the.
Two things, right? Make sure that we're not missing people that we have, you know, relied on for donations. But also if these are going to be people that we're going to pick off the library card and then ask them for $50 soon, which there might be a small segment that is the case for. I think it would be maybe half a dozen people possibly, right? A very small sliver. But to set that aside and figure out, I don't know, some extra thing to say in the appeal letter to those half a dozen people possibly.
Or send them a phone, or give them a phone call.
Yeah, just some sort of personal realization with that.
Yeah.
That was part of Tracy's worry too, that we're going to be asking money and kicking some of people off that have already given money just now for the library and say, no, you're actually not part of our library.
Well, is that, I remember from writing thinking notes, yeah, I was surprised if I go like a Keene or
I know, but I have all the address, I have all the ways to do this.
With the selling part with people that grew up here or they had given money in honor of their parent.
Sure.
Died, and so
Somebody not care.
Yeah, they won't care. I mean, if somebody gave, yeah, and even if they gave $500, then they can well afford and understand why we're enacting this policy.
Very rare, good issue, but yeah. I said the list will probably be really small, and if we actually just, you have the knowledge already that, oh, that person.
No, that was just observations of when I was, oh, Mass, you know, Marblehead, Massachusetts, yeah, how they're connected.
But my goal is to cross-reference this with the list we get soon from the new list, the final list, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a good idea. I just don't think we should change our behavior because of it.
I don't know, I mean, one donation here is worth a handwritten note for, and not this, so. It netted half of the whole draw from last year, so you don't want to let that one go away.
Right.
So it sounds like, Chris, you have an idea of how you would want to approach like that and a couple other things, and maybe I guess I'm feeling a little nervous about being an open meeting discussing donors.
Right. No, we can't do any of that.
No.
Yeah. But what about this? What if we because they do all the mailing, so it's not like we could pull some.
Oh, yeah.
You could maybe pull a couple people off that list and then send them this letter, awesome. But write a note at the bottom is what people do. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a very small list, but it's, I think, worth it for.
Yeah.
What's
I'd be happy to help with that. I actually don't have a job in the grand job distribution for the annual appeal. I'd be happy to come meet
them. Yeah.
Crank out letters. But then the trick would be to pull them from the quality mailing list so they don't get two.
So I'm going to send that to you.
And then I'll make sure.
Yeah, you can highlight them.
They might not be on your list, though, is the thing.
Okay.
It could be somehow.
Chris, you guys will.
I'm happy to meet and write it from.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you need someone to handwrite, I'm happy to handwrite.
Well, I don't have good handwriting, but I.
Mine's awful, but.
Yeah.
I'll do more legwork than. Okay. The most on that.
And
I'm pushing this.
Another thing maybe to look out for on this same topic is that I gave Chris the envelopes that everything came in. And so if something didn't come in one of the appeal envelopes that was printed, that might be another person that might
be
missed. And they're just, you know,
they just
doing
heard about
the
it.
End of the year giving.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the library and other libraries.
Did we also need to talk about the kinds of thank you cards that we have? Isn't it?
I still have some at home.
Is it?
I think that could be next month.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But I seem to remember that there was something about the way that the printing on the thank you notes is not helpful.
Right.
So we don't want to lose track of that.
The inside printing. Yeah. It's not helpful. And then,
okay, and Dana, that's your task. I see in my legible notes is to work that out.
So I'll have to tell you at some point about, because I can't remember what we talked about.
The boxes back there.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, I think we're good. This is awesome.
Session planning.
Loving this. Briefly on succession planning, Dana.
Tracy and I talked with a woman who's got a young child who comes to story time, I guess, at the pizza party on the kickoff.
Yeah.
And we have, I guess you mentioned maybe coming onto the board. And so she wanted to sort of talk and hear more about it. So she came over about a week ago, and she seems like she's really interested and has the stuff that she needs. She understands the process. You know, the Secretary of State, I gave her the link. She understands she's probably going to bring the petition, I guess that's what it is, here, and maybe just leave a clipboard at the front desk. And, you know, she needs 30 signatures to get on the ballot. You know, target date is to have it all wrapped up by, you know, the Martin Luther King Day. And that way it gets into the town on time.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah.
Any questions?
There's only one vacancy, right?
I'm leaving.
That was my guess. I didn't know who was leaving. I thought you were, because you were talking about this, so no, it's.
Yeah.
Wait, you're up for reelection?
I think so, it's in my third year.
Yeah.
Are you going to get your signatures?
Yes, I'm going to. I need to get back to that. It sounds like they're already available.
You want me to send you the Secretary of State link, just so you have the paperwork and stuff?
Yeah, I need to do that anyway, incorporation, like.
Alrighty. Alright, carrying on. Our next item is updates from strategic planning. Okay, so we closed the survey. I have drafted a plan for what to do next, and Tracy and I talked about it today. And we're gonna move ahead after consulting with Dana, who I think, are you just too busy to do library things right now? I know you're still in the middle of your NEASC.
Yeah, the NEASC stuff, and we'll set it down next week. So what's the timeframe?
Well, either I can wait for you to have to review the process if you want to weigh in on deciding about the process, or we could just.
Oh, you mean you want to, you're talking about scheduling that meeting?
Talking about, do you want to talk about my suggestion of next steps on the strategic plan, or should we just move ahead on doing them?
I think you said you wanted to meet, right?
I would like to meet to talk about it.
The process. And so, yes.
More than you and I spoke today.
I think I have more clarity now on the next steps.
Yep.
I still think, I mean, I think it would be nice to be together and talk about the themes coming out of the survey. Not necessary, but I think it would be.
Oh, yeah, I'm more saying I'm proposing a process for the next steps of the strategic plan that you and I talked about today. Mm-hmm. And Dan, I just want to know, would you like to weigh in on the process that we're proposing?
Well, I guess I do have a question about the strategic planning process, because the capital grant did not come through. Right. So does that change any of the planning process? Because that was our premise, was sort of built on that.
Oh, okay. All right. So why don't the three of us find a time to meet? Do you want to wait until you're done with the NEASC to set up time?
I mean, I could set up a time now, but I probably can't meet between now and then.
Okay, let's just set a time for this meeting. Yeah. Okay, so that's what's happening, strategic planning. So we have to like look through our data and then probably get the strategic planning committee back together and do some next steps.
Sounds good.
Excited about that. Okay, now we're moving on to update on leave policy and personnel policy.
Yeah, so I've got the email for you. At some point I will send this to you, I promise, Meredith. Okay, so I sat down and did a close read of the Heartland policy with the Heartland Public Library policy. And the Public Library policy is pretty brief. It's all of 6 pages, I think, single-sided, 6 pages. It's really quite, minimal and specific to the library. And the town's policy is much more expanded than it had been, right? Like, I don't remember the town's library, the town's personnel policy was pretty light also.
I think it had not been updated
for a long time. And this has been updated clearly by lawyers. So this feels like this is really well done. And I even compared it to Hartford. There's some things that are different and some things that are similar. But I guess there's, there must be some entity that works with towns on their personnel policies. And so I basically went through everything that is in ours and everything in here. And in fact, the leave, meaning sick time and vacation time, is better in the town's policy than it is in the library's policy. I had a conversation with Martin, and I said, is there a practice where librarians don't have as much time? And he said, no. They're town employees. They should have the same benefits that all the town employees have. So it really almost makes our policy null and void in that respect. like the, what we have in here about sick time and vacation time is sort of superseded by what we have now in the town's policy. So I also sat down with Amy and we had a very lengthy conversation about holidays and how the confusion that happened, I guess, last year with Veterans Day and how to make sense of that. Mm-hmm. Because the town's week is Monday through Friday and our week is Tuesday through Saturday. Sometimes I felt like my head was going to explode, but I think I figured it out. Or thanks to Amy, I think we figured it out. So I think we can have a one-page supplement, just like literally one page, that deals with the fact that we have a Tuesday to Saturday week, and then the kinds of changes that would create, so that the library town, the library employees would all use this policy, but with a supplemental page that explains how library holidays work, basically. I don't know if that made any sense, but yeah.
Thanks for doing all that, Dana.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's, there are differences. The other, one other difference is, they have comp time in the town.
Manual. It's not in the, it, no, there's no comp time is something that's in Hartford. There's no comp time in Heartland. They do it, according to
informally.
They do it informally.
They do it informally, but I don't know if they're going to keep doing it informally, because I got an email from the town manager saying that they're redoing the timesheets and including comp time.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Great.
So, and then I had questions about that for us, and he said that library staff do not get comp time because we're hourly and not salary.
This is coming from the town manager.
Yeah.
So that what Martin's telling me is different than what John's telling you. All right. I can confirm. I can confirm some of that.
There are other differences too. Like there's, clarification about this, that Saturday Veterans Day that was strange. And like, what happens if I work on the 4th of July as part of community outreach, you know, and then getting a time, like, for me, I would like all of this codified and spelled out really, really in simple black and white terms.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought that we could get it, like I said, down to a page that would be very simple.
Mm-hmm.
See, if it says right here in the Heartland policy, if somebody works 30 or more hours, they are a full-time employee, which would then stand to reason that they would receive all the benefits of a full-time town employee.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody says they wouldn't get comp time because they're hourly. Like, but that's, well, seems there's no,
really bizarre.
Yeah, and there's no comp time in here at all. So I think maybe I need to talk to John then.
But also, the road crew, I bet you, is hourly. And not
yeah, salary. And they're taking comp time because they'll work overnight and then not go in the next day. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not making sense.
Yeah.
I would call Martin in if that works too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can, if maybe what we should do is we should come up with something that's more finalized than this. Because what I did was I took all the things from the Heartland policy that were not, I mean, in the library policy that were not in the Heartland policy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I was left with. It was basically a page and a half.
Yeah.
The first two paragraphs are what, you know, we talked about last year, 2 years ago, when it was budgeting time, about our guiding principles for salaries. And Tracy made the suggestion that we could put that in a board of trustees document instead. And that would, you know, take it right out of there. And then what we're doing here is basically really, like you said, codifying, like, if we're talking 30 hours and you're full time, then that's what we're talking. And then the work week is Tuesday through Saturday. So holidays falling on a Sunday will be observed the preceding Saturday. Mm-hmm. Holidays falling on Monday will be observed the following Tuesday. So that's what's happening. For example, this Monday, right,
mm-hmm.
is the holiday, but you guys yeah. take it on Tuesday. And what happened on Veterans Day is Veterans Day was
a Saturday.
But so
the town took it on Friday.
What you guys do is you take the day off. You take
it. But then the two people who don't work Saturday would get that comp time.
They should, because if you're full-time employees, you are entitled to the 12 federal holidays that everybody gets.
So that these are the things that were confusing that happened, that were kind of a
I think
the other part of it is
can
that
you scroll down?
So Reese works Wednesday to Saturday. So like if
I put in something about flex time because there wasn't anything in our I didn't want to call it comp time because there's nothing in the Heartland's policy about comp time. So I came up with something else. But I did try to cover that.
And then Reese would like, so if there's the holidays on Monday, Tuesday's closed, and then that means Amy and Eric and I get Tuesday off. Reese's week starts Wednesday, so Reese gets that Wednesday off. So it's like all of these factors that are abnormal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there's ways to make it pretty clear.
Yeah.
And once, you know, maybe you and I sit down and do this, or maybe, I don't know what the process is next.
For the
board to maybe look at this. And I mean, we had things on here like New Year's Eve, early closure, open if a Saturday, Christmas Eve, early closure, open if a Saturday. I mean, I think what we do is we don't even deal with that. We just have a statement about the library director, and the board can choose to close the library, you know, preceding a holiday or some statement like that. So
like that.
Right. That's what
there. Yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. And that's what I put in there because we want to I don't want to lock us into these weird. To me it seems weird to have a arbitrary New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, because that works only one day in the week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is not the other six.
Blankets at all.
Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, I happened today for other, because I was preparing, I was doing something else, and I looked back at the municipal library law for Vermont, and I was looking at the personnel section. And I noticed and remembered that we were going to be talking about this tonight, that they really recommend that for municipal libraries, they have a very clear separate personnel policy that makes it clear that, you know, in our case, that the board oversees the library personnel, makes salary decisions, does evaluation, oversees the director, all those pieces, and have their own personnel policy manual. So I just resent you the link to that so that you could look it over.
Never mind.
Well, no,
delete everything I've said.
The board sets it.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we could say our personality is our personnel policy is this document that you're putting together, and covering all the things, and then it could say library employees are town employees and receive town benefits or something like that.
Yeah, and for those benefits, refer to this.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying.
Well, I think what we were looking at, I think what Amy and I sat down was to talk about days off, was talking about leave.
Yeah. The leave.
So that's what we, that was what I thought the scope of the conversation was.
Yeah.
Was talking about time off and stuff like that.
It does seem like the town personnel policy has gotten very strong on benefits.
Yes.
Which is great.
But I thought there was something also about the salary piece with town employees
and who
and raising
the COLA.
Am I getting things
you mean from that we discussed last month?
Yeah,
I think in terms of the personnel manual, I think one important thing that I noticed today looking at this municipal library law thing was just making sure that we continue to maintain something that's like a policy manual for the library. Dan, I'll be interested when you read this, given all the work you just did, like what you interpret from it. So that it's in policy, because we set policy for the library so that we maintain that right within our policy manual and then reference the town manual. instead of saying that the town manual governs us except for these little things. Do you understand?
I got it.
You're setting up that dynamic.
We have chosen.
Yes.
To parallel.
Something like that. And just in terms of our wording. And then I think what you're talking about is that I did hear, I may have mentioned separately something else.
Gotcha.
Well, I'm curious if the town policy speaks to cost of living raises as a matter of course. It does not. Because they have a very clear point of view of that on that throughout.
No, I did not see anything about raises.
Maybe it's two separate things.
There's nothing in here about that. Yeah.
Okay, so what are some of the next steps on this, big project?
This one does mention.
Ours does mention COLA. Okay.
Yeah, ours is the, that whole philosophy is what we laid up last time. So I guess,
Which we like.
Let me read what you, the link and add to it with Tracy and then we can bring it to the town and ask them if this looks appropriate.
Tell them.
Yeah, I think the next steps would be if we come up with something and then it's approved by the board.
Well, what I want to know is if Martin and John have two different things to say, how do we can't approve that unless it's working at the, at Damon Hall first. You know what I mean? So I feel like there's this trip to Damon Hall in the process too.
Yeah. I would say the purpose of that would be to bring them together and get a little bit more clarity.
About the comp time?
Set for hourly.
Yeah. Okay. We'll set up a time, Dana, after you're done with your.
Yeah, there's no way I can do it.
No, I know. I can work on it all in the meantime.
Okay, anything else on that? We knew this would be a big project, you guys, because it's, so it's okay.
Which is amazing for cross-reference.
Okay, so next, are we ready to move on to the next item?
Yes.
Any budget updates? There was an intention to go that we might hear back from the town. Tracy and I are in communication with Phil and John to talk about if there's anything we should know about the budgeting process. And I'm going to be presenting to the select board on the 21st of this month just to go over how the library works and how we operate and what the role of the board is and some of our exciting activities. Have you heard anything from the town office about the budget, Tracy?
No, I submitted it.
Yep.
After it was approved, and I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I haven't heard yet when we're supposed to present it. So hopefully, last year it was just me sitting in front of them.
Right.
Piece of paper.
Yeah.
They all had a copy. And, yeah.
All right. Anything else on that topic? Okay, moving on. MERP funding updates.
The only update was they were here doing the energy assessment, and I feel like we received the preliminary report for the library and the rec center. And then like 2 days later, they had applied for funds. So surprise. Hopefully we get some money. There's some sort of conversation about the rec center and their ADA compliance taking up a chunk of the money, and they're deciding not to do that. So I think if we do are awarded money, a lot of the money will come here. And I think the HVAC is included in that proposal. Do you have any other extras? I think, yeah, and it was a little bit of a, like, my headspace was a totally different area, so I was like, what's happening? Because I feel like we talked about this like a year ago.
Yeah, it does feel like a long time ago.
And everything seemed like clear back then, but then, yeah, anyway. But the report, I think I shared it with everybody. It's mm-hmm. also in the folder. That's the preliminary mm-hmm. report. And it's pretty interesting to look at, especially the pictures of the air and cooling losses that we have in different creases of
imaging,
the
those imaging.
Yeah, it was so interesting. And that when they were doing the testing, it was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and they had they were covering the doors, and they had this whole fan situation. Yeah. It was so interesting, and they were monitoring the leaks and everything. So this door has quite a few leaks. That's I think the update right now. We haven't heard anything specific on the application.
I mean, I saw a note from Harry Falconer saying we should know by October 25th, which I thought was extremely specific.
And fast.
Yes.
The whole thing, it was like...
After waiting and waiting, wait and hurry up.
Yeah.
Everyone knows we did not receive a capital grant, right? I will say, I don't know if all of you are on the library listserv. I can't remember which one it is, but there's been a lot of notes back and forth. This one library listserv, state library listserv, announce the winners or the recipients, and then all the recipients have been writing in saying things like, yay, we'll finally have indoor plumbing at our library.
There's some dire need for some of these.
It's hard to feel that
like
we missed out.
One library was completely damaged, like they don't have a building anymore, so they set up a temporary library, and from the flood the asbestos in Brattleboro.
Was that with the poly area?
Yeah. Well, Eric did have a good, a positive take, which is like, yay, we don't have these problems.
Yes, I feel that also.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else? We're at the end of our agenda.
Was there another?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to take a quick look at our calendar so we can see what's upcoming in November. We'll talk about the card policy communications plan rollout. We'll revisit the copy policy again. It says nothing will possibly approve the strategic plan. It's very unlikely that that would be occurring in that meeting, but who knows?
Is the 19th of November back to the third Tuesday we're doing, or do we?
I don't know if we need to revisit the card policy. It was already approved.
Yeah.
This is about the communication plan. My understanding is that this discussion
communications.
Yeah, communications.
Okay, I'll put that in there. Where?
Here, under November.
I think I'm not going to be here when we're supposed to meet next.
The 19th. I have it down as the 19th. I actually can't be there either. I have to do the ask. Is it the
copy policy?
Well,
the week after is not good.
No, it's not good. Well, yeah. And it's going to be so long, we might want to meet before anyway.
Okay, so we're discovering that neither Dana nor I can meet on the evening of the 19th of November.
The 12th is libraries closed.
12th of November?
Yes.
Okay.
5th would be...
That's the election.
Election day.
Yikes. All right, what about...
Is it Wednesday off?
Yeah, can we do the 13th?
I'm busy on the 13th, so I can do the 14th.
Do more.
Really? I used to work there.
I could do the Wednesday. I could do the 14th.
Yeah, super.
Tracy, can you do the 14th of November? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't do that day either. Apologies.
That's a Thursday?
Yeah. But I can't do it. Oh, was that the 12th? The library will be closed.
Yeah, about the 21st.
Sorry, Chris, I couldn't hear what you just said.
I'm fine on that date, but I'm fine on most. So, except for Thanksgiving.
Okay, how about the 21st of November?
That works.
Yeah.
Okay, our next meeting will be on the 21st November. In fact, let's look at December, you guys, so we don't have to do this next time. How's everyone on the 17th of December?
That's calendar. Fine.
I'm fine.
Okay, great. All right, any other items that anyone would like to bring before the board? Okay.
All right, we're gonna stop the recording.
Would you like to move to adjourn?
I will.
No second.
All right, all those in favor?
All right, I'm stopping the recording.
The motion was passed.